Nolte, neat, egg prices down nearly 50%, but Trump. By John Nolte on March 20, 2025. The far-left New York Times cannot even report on the tremendous news. Egg prices have dropped by nearly half since last month without reporting it as bad news, you know, because Orange Man bad. Egg prices have dropped, though you may not have noticed. Reads a headline we would never see if Barry Obama were still in office. Never forget that during his disastrous 8 years in office, the regime media told us unemployment was really fun employment. The wholesale price of eggs has dropped sharply since the beginning of March after soaring for months. But it may take a few weeks for grocery shoppers to see the decline, reads the opening paragraph. A few paragraphs later, we get this. President Trump, who made lowering grocery prices a key part of his campaign, has jumped on the wholesale price trend, citing the drop in his speech at the Justice Department last week. At the same time, his sweeping tariffs have stoked concern about an uptick in prices for a host of products, including grocery staples. Naturally, the Times in no way blames President Otto Penn for the rise in egg prices. The price of eggs and other groceries created angst during the Biden administration, becoming a top concern among voters ahead of the 2024 election. An outbreak of bird flu in 2022, along with increasing fuel, feed and packaging costs linked to the coronavirus pandemic, pushed wholesale egg prices up to nearly $5 a dozen at their peak. Although the spike in egg prices was smaller than the recent surge, overall inflation was higher, piling pressure onto household budgets. Emphasis added. It was the pandemic that caused inflation. The pandemic, dummies. It wasn't Joe Biden spending trillions, strangling the energy sector, or flooding our country with millions and millions of unvetted illegal aliens from the third world. No, no, no. Egg prices in 2025 are at record highs due to inflation caused by a pandemic that ended 4 years ago. Killing 100 million chickens likely didn't help and certainly sounds like another example of federal government overreach. But why would Biden care about the price of eggs when his whoremonger of a son has raked in millions from China and Ukraine? But, you see, the Times has no choice but to spin great news as a negative. Because its very survival depends on total fealty to a demented subscriber base of college-educated white women, i.e., left-wing extremists, it can no longer report truth or reality. The harpies must be sated, appeased, and reassured they are right about everything. The New York Times has become a safe space for emotionally unbalanced neurotics who feel unsafe when exposed to outside opinions. The Times is useless to anyone interested in reality. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.